letters. Three.
They had a letter.
Okay. Say if someone had, say, 14 children, you'd say he really had a what of children?
He had a mob of children, I guess.
Okay. Do you ever use the word passel?
Yeah, that's very used. Yeah,
puppy. How would people use that?
I guess if they used a little children.
You had a what?
I guess they'd say he usually had a, well, I don't know how to express it.
Uh-huh. Jerry, say if you had 14 children, do you ever hear people say you had 14 heads of children?
Yeah, I believe I have. A lot of people say I got 14 heads.
Uh-huh. Would they say that seriously?
Yeah, if they had that in mind, they would.
Mm-hmm. And the outside of the ear of corn, you call the?
Outside is the shuck.
Okay. What about the stringy stuff?
Silks.
And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
This is a little crook-necked vegetable. Little yellow crook-necked vegetable.
Squash or something?
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of squash?
Yeah, it's different shape, different kinds. Some of them are just flat squash-like. Others have a neck to them, be yellow.
What do you call the white, flat kind of squash?
Just, I always just call them all squash.
Okay. What about something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Make pie out of most anything. I like peach pie, apple pie.
Uh-huh. Well, what about that big orange thing? It grows to be about this round and it grows pretty big. You could make pie out of it at Thanksgiving, or you could make a jack-o'-lantern out of it for Halloween.
You're talking about a cushion or a pumpkin either.
Uh-huh. Is a cushion and a pumpkin the same thing?
No, they're not the same, but they might be alike.
Mm-hmm.
They grow by the light.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference in the looks of.
What about something, little umbrella-shaped thing that springs up in the woods or fields after it rains?
It's up in the woods.
Uh-huh. It grows up after it rains, little umbrella-shaped.
Yeah. We used to call them frog houses.
Uh-huh. Any other name for them?
No, I never did have no other name for them.
Did you ever hear mush?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that of mush, but...
Mushroom or mushy room?
Yeah, I've heard of all that. But I just go around them frog houses and kick them over.
Okay. What kinds of melons do people raise around here?
Pretty well all kinds. They have several kinds of melons. They have the rattlesnake melon, they call it the Tom Watson's, and the sweetheart melon. They got several names for the melons, and the mushrooms, and the little cantaloupes,
mm-hmm.
breakfast cantaloupes.
What kind of melon is a rattlesnake?
It's just a striped melon.
It's a what?
It's striped like a rattlesnake. You know, rattlesnake striped and melon striped this way.
Is it a mush melon or?
No, it's a regular watermelon.
Uh-huh.
But it comes striped, just like a striped on it, just like a rattlesnake has on.
What about the sweetheart melon?
That's
a watermelon too?
Yeah, that's a mighty good melon.
What does it look like?
It's a green melon.